All right, at this time, I will call the Franklin Township Board of Trustees regular business meeting for March 21st, 2024 to order, and I would ask Trustee Fleshman if he would open us in prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and the opportunity to serve our township. Be with those that couldn't be with us today that are sick, and Lord, we just ask for healing for them. And Lord, we just ask your praises today. Amen. Amen.
Chief Arnold, will you lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Ms. Justice, will you please give us a roll call?
Yep. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
All right. We do have a couple of speakers today, and I've been asked to. Is the Zoom call ready?
It will be here in a sec. Yes, sir.
Bear with us a moment. All this new technology.
This is about that, right? Zoom call.
The while we're doing this, sir, do you want to have the
chief
kind of tell us a little bit, and then when he gets on there.
Mike? Hello, Mr. Mazur. Are you able to hear us?
I am. How about you? Can you hear me all right?
Loud and clear.
I'm gonna turn my laptop so you can address the three trustees.
Okay.
And then we have speakers that the audience can hear you as well.
Okay.
Perfect. Just give me 1 second, I'll adjust this. Thank you.
Sounds good.
Looks like something got tapped.
Now he's bringing up. Oh.
There we go.
All right, I can see three of you. Is that everybody?
Yeah. Then we have Steve on one side and our fiscal officer, Ms. Justice, on the other.
Sounds great. Well, I'm Mike Weaver. I'm with Flock Safety. I've got my colleagues from the community affairs team, Hector and Vaughn. Was the chief able to brief you before we joined on the Zoom call?
We had just asked him to step up when the Zoom call kicked in, so no, he hasn't.
All right, Chief.
That's our fault.
Chief, I'll let you give an introduction.
Okay. Are we all familiar with the Flock cameras?
I'm going to say probably
not.
Probably not.
Okay. So Havenwood has, I believe, two or three Flock cameras. And what they are is they're like LPR cameras where they read license plates. They're connected with NCIC. They run the plates. It's how we get warrant hits, stolen vehicles, missing persons. Havenwood gave us access to theirs back when they got them several months ago. So we've caught numerous stolen vehicles inside Havenwood, warrant hits, those kind of things. Prairie Township, I believe, just got several out there in Prairie, or they're in the process of. Whitehall has them all around their city.
As they need it.
Yes. Columbus has several. So now Flock has a new policy where in order for us to participate in the program and have access to other cameras, we have to purchase at least two cameras for the township. So that's what the presentation is for. There's numerous, go ahead, John.
What I want to do for the audience, if first has heard this, I've been in, went out with the lieutenant one time, and the Flock camera, it's a camera that sits on a pole, you don't even realize it's there. Every time a car passes, it runs the plate. If there is a warrant for a person and that's their car, or if the car was just reported stolen, in the case I was out with them, that happened. So we got notified that a camera just passed, a car that was just stolen from Delaware just passed that camera. Why is a car that just got stolen over here? So we turned around, we went over there, we looked, we found the car, and it was just parked in a spot. So we were able to quickly retrieve that car. But the biggest part is with serious warrants and things of that nature, we're not getting a call from a neighbor saying, Billy Joe that has been looked for is here. They don't even really pay attention. We're notified, and it's a surprise to them that we kind of circle them and be able to get them. So it's a great tool.
Yeah, absolutely. It's worked out. It's helped us with numerous arrests for auto theft, especially around Havenwood, warrant hits, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it is a great tool. It'd be a great investment.
You have any statistics on exactly how many stolen cars and how many warrants that we have?
No, I can get them for the next
one. Okay. Minute. Would you please?
Sure.
Floor is yours.
Yeah, thanks for the introduction, Chief. A little difficult to hear just the way the microphone was facing, but I'll let Hector take over and just explain what Flock is and what it's not.
Awesome. And since there's a couple of us here on the screen, I'll explain who we are as well. My name is Hector Suleiman Valdez. I'm a director of local government affairs here at Flock. Vaughn is new to my team, but he is a resident of the mighty Midwest, so he will be taking care of agencies in your area. And then, of course, Michael is the territory sales manager for Flock, also based in Ohio, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, cool. I'm based out of Los Angeles, so don't hold that against me. But today, I'm going to go ahead and present some information on the Flock system. I think what the chief was reviewing with you all, and it was a little hard to hear, but I got some of it, which is kind of why he's bringing this technology to your community, or why this is part of this vision to solve crime in his community. And I think it's important to start off by providing you all with some background on Flock, who we are as a company, and what our values are. And so we were founded as a response to a real uptick in crime in our CEO's neighborhood several years ago, around 2016, 2017. Like many of you, he had video footage, so did his neighbors. They went to law enforcement. It was the first time that they had really been victims of crime, burglaries, car break-ins, etc. And the local police department, was like, we really want to solve this. As you know, the men and women in law enforcement, are really out there every day trying to solve crime. However, the feedback that they provided him is that there is not an actionable piece of evidence, right? We see the vehicle, but we don't have a plate. We don't see, we don't have a way to follow up and try to put the pieces together as to who is behind these crimes. And so upon listening to this, our CEO did an extensive amount of research, and he found out several things. First thing that he found was that license plate readers, which is what basically they were asking for, have been around for a while, since the 1970s. First models were actually built in the United Kingdom. Since then, however, the prices for these cameras had not gone down substantially. They're actually tens of thousands of dollars. And you were purchasing a camera, your township, in this case, would have to purchase, install, and maintain that camera, right? So it's something being used by the police department, maybe being installed by your public works team and maintained by them. So really kind of taking a lot of resources. And then just like any type of equipment, you purchase it now, in a year or two, it's not the latest or greatest, it's having issues. And so that's something that he saw as very common. The other thing that he saw that was really disturbing to him was that a lot of the legacy providers of license plate readers were sharing data or selling data to tow truck companies and other third parties. And so, as I mentioned, he's thinking of a solution for his neighborhood, right? And so that just didn't sit well with him. So that's where Flock got its start. We are a software as a service type model. So we install and maintain the cameras for you all. We also never will share the data because, again, we started off in our CEO's neighborhood, right? And so that's a really big part of what we do. And then today, we're in over 4,000 communities, including some HOAs, as well as commercial shopping centers, et cetera, hospitals, you name it. So a little bit of background on Flock. I'm actually going to go ahead and skip a couple of slides and go here and talk about the opportunity that we see, right? So just as I mentioned earlier, you know, this is an opportunity to multiply your existing force, capture and distribute that evidence that they need, right, to the right users, and then engage the community, right, to support and grow your law enforcement team. Now, let's go ahead and dive into how the technology actually works. Top right-hand corner of the screen, that is an image that represents what your police department would be seeing, right? They're seeing the back of a vehicle, the license plate, and then the make, model, and other, what we call vehicle fingerprint type of filters, right? Mm-hmm. So is it have a back rack, roof rack, et cetera. What you can see here, though, is that there's no people, there's no facial recognition, and this is not traffic enforcement, right? Your department will, however, be receiving NCIC alerts. Those are alerts on stolen vehicles, felony vehicles, amber alerts, silver alerts. So amber alerts is going to be missing and endangered children. Silver alerts are elderly individuals who many times would get lost. And so what this is not, so as I mentioned, this is not tied to personal identifiable information. And how do we define that? Flock itself does not have any DMV records, third-party databases saying John Smith is in that car, John Smith owns that car. We are providing your law enforcement team with a lead on a wanted vehicle or a vehicle that matches the description of something that they're looking for. We also lead in this space. We're the largest provider of license plate readers in the nation. And we have a 30-day retention policy, right? That's our standard retention. What does this mean? Well, what we've seen is that law enforcement needs the tools to solve crime, right? And that's what we're trying to provide your law enforcement team. But also, you know, folks expect some level of privacy, right? And so this balances that out by automatically deleting every single image at the 30-day mark. And how do we mitigate risk, right? How do we protect privacy? I mentioned this already in the beginning, right? But it's important to kind of talk about again is that your city will own its data. We will never sell or share any of that information. Only your police department can share that information within the system for legal law enforcement purposes. And then also all of that data is stored in AWS cloud and it's end-to-end encrypted. Right, and so what that means is the highest level of security, really the gold standard here. But if we take a step back, if you remember, these are images of the back of vehicles. There's nothing associated with a person, right? So I do want to mention that. There's also a search reason required, and there's an audit trail capability, right? So the system is going to require that your police department enter in a search reason. I'm not sure if your policy, your LPR policy has been shared with you all, but that might be something that the chief shares in the future. That policy is going to say something along the lines of there is a case number required, right? So there's a call for service every single time. That provides an audit. We provide an audit tool. Your policy will delineate or how those audits are performed, excuse me. We also created a unique transparency portal. So this is unique to Flock. This is a live web page where any of your residents can go and look. This is updated daily. You know, how many cities you're sharing with, how many searches you're performing, what your policy is, any success stories, right? A lot of police departments will update this frequently, weekly, bi-weekly, with their latest success stories. And so let's just break down how the technology works again, just the three different facets, right? So it's important for you to know that there's that proactive part. I talked about this a little bit. Your police department is going to be receiving alerts. So those alerts get sent to what's called the MDT or the computer in the vehicle in your patrol squad car. That computer will be receiving alerts in real time saying there's a stolen vehicle in the city, right? So that's within 20 seconds of that vehicle being seen. It's investigative, right? So there's a call for service, there's a reason to search for a specific vehicle type, they'll enter in that case number, they'll search for it, and then that investigation continues. It's also a deterrent. I want to say we're in over 120, 130 cities in Ohio. I might be completely off there. Michael, how many cities are we at today?
Yeah, you are 280.
See, I knew I was off. Ohio is you know, definitely one of our strong states. So 280 cities in Ohio today, and so you would be joining that network. And how are we solving crime in Ohio? This is just a small sampling of that, those 280 cities in Ohio. But we're assisting in robberies, such as this one in Ontario, Ohio, you know, at a shopping center. We're assisting with homicides, right? So in Dayton, Ohio, officers responded to reports of a shooting, and there was a deceased male victim on the scene. Officers queried the nearby flock cameras, right? Most crimes, there is the vehicle that people are using to get it, you know, away or to that scene of the crime. And so they looked immediately to find that vehicle. They initiated a traffic stop, and they found it. The suspect fled, but the officers pursued, and then were able to stop that person and arrest them. This is out of Whitehall. They are actually using our Raven devices in conjunction with the license plate reader. So Raven is not being discussed today, but that's a gunshot detection device. They did not, they received an alert from the gunshot detection. They were on their way, and that's when they received a call from 911 for the shooting. So they actually saved about 10 minutes of crucial time where somebody could have been, you know, shot and potentially saved. When they got there, there was an intoxicated individual who was shooting in and around the vicinity of her family, including children, so they were able to arrest her safely because they had that situational awareness of where that was. And then also, obviously, you know, they were already scanning to see if there were any plates associated. And then, you know, another kind of murder out of Dayton. And just want to end, this was out of Chamblee, Georgia, but there have been some Amber Alerts solved in Ohio. We've actually, that we know of, helped solve over 150 missing persons alerts. This one is extremely impactful because of how rare this type of crime is, right? It's a stranger-on-stranger abduction, which is very rare. This mother was pushing her child in his stroller when two masked and armed individuals came up to her and fought her, took her child away. She actually did not get a license plate. She did get that vehicle description. She knew it was a red pickup truck. They searched the system, they found a suspect vehicle, and they made a felony stop and arrest of one state away in Alabama and reunited the baby with his mother by 6 p.m. So really kind of showing that impact of, A, the vehicle fingerprint technology. This is not just license plate readers, but also that network and allowing law enforcement to work together to solve crime. I did a ton of talking at you all. Would love to answer any questions that you may have.
So I have a quick question. Seeing how this worked, and with Ohio now going to, you don't have to have your front license plate, pretty much the flock cameras are catching the rear end, correct?
Yeah, so the cameras are focused on the back of vehicles because they are the machine learning, what we call the vehicle fingerprint, actually tells a Toyota and a Honda apart by the taillights and then things that are kind of in the back of the vehicle as well.
Okay. Because I know one of the biggest things is which direction, because one of my vehicles, I still run the front license plate because I just never have changed it or taken it off. And Ohio now only has a one plate state. So I assume that we are looking at the rear. So I appreciate that.
Correct.
I have nothing.
You have nothing? Okay. I have no questions for you. I love the system. I've seen it work firsthand.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to mention to the trustees is every jurisdiction surrounding you is a flock customer. So Franklin County Sheriff's, Columbus PD, Grandview, Upper Arlington, Obetz, Grove City. So your network's going to be greatly enhanced there in the township.
You saved our deputy that we have on hand a question I was going to have for him. If Franklin County, I didn't know if Franklin County was using them or not. Anything else for us?
That is our presentation. We are happy to answer any questions if they come up in the future. And then also, if you decide to implement the system, Vaughn and my team is happy to help with any community engagement, explaining the technology to the community. Yeah, that's part of our service as well.
Okay, Mr. Mazur has all your information and the chief.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you gentlemen have a good afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You as well. Looking forward to it.
Take care.
Thank you.
Sir?
Do you have an idea where you'd like to place a couple if we decided to go that way?
Yeah, I was thinking maybe Frank and Brown is a really busy area right there. I'm not sure which direction yet. Possibly 62 because Prairie's already got one at Lake Broad and 270, I believe. I think Columbus has some further east. So we've already, there's already cameras in that area to catch. There's nothing down south.
Okay.
So that would be.
Well, you do have a couple areas that kind of in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
I would make a motion that we would explore the pricing and getting with fiscal and doing the preparations and maybe bringing us a resolution to purchase them or a PO.
Okay.
Any discussion? Yeah.
Is it possible, like for instance, on any of these that we can A, have them in a car, B, make it mobile so that if we wanted to set up at one place and then we want to set up in another area that we would be able to?
No, they set those up. They have to come out and set them up.
I don't believe in a car. And I believe I'm not sure if they're solar or hardwired. I don't know. Dan, do you have any?
They can be both. They do have solar to keep the battery in charge. They prefer to hardwire if possible. And I don't believe you have the network capabilities. They do have to be stationary.
Sure. Gotcha. And does the county, do you guys still do license plate readers?
So the old system that we use that you see on the back of cars, we're transitioning away from those. They are now going to be integrated into our in-car camera systems.
Okay.
That is something that they're testing right now. Those should be coming online hopefully by the end of this year.
Okay.
So we will be having in-car, which is separate from the flocks, but the flocks are very
Sure. Neat
of them.
Sure.
They're very, I'm one of the users, the admin for it. They're very useful.
Yeah, and I was out with the police when we found a car one time. It was incredible that how quickly it worked. And the stealthiness, because the bad person doesn't even know you're on to them. The other thing is, I would love to see what, for in the future, what would it look like for our cars to have the capability to have the camera system that the county's going to?
We could look at the cost. I mean, I'm sure WatchGuard has, because you guys are totally using WatchGuard, right?
It is. So that's supposed to be integrated.
Yeah, that's all inclusive. So it would be significantly, I think, more to add those cameras, but I mean, it's certainly something we can look at.
And I'm curious, too, you know, as we see Franklin Township grow and the things that are coming and et cetera, it's nice that it gives us that one more edge to be competitive to say, not only do we have a full-time police department, but we also have these different technologies. And eventually it would be nice to see that on the corner of, West Broad Street and Philippi is some sort as mm-hmm. areas in that area grow, because the more you can combat or show that you can curb crime in an area, the more you're going to bring someone that's going to invest heavily into that area. So, and also, Mr. Mazur, if you have the ability or if you hear, I mean, you're already working on enough grants as it is, but that would be something I would be curious if there's any type of grants or matching grant that we would be able to get. And same with you, Chief. I would ask that you look for any grants, because we were one of the first departments that got the body cameras.
Right.
We had them before the sheriff's, thanks to a grant at your work. So
with Mr. Mazur's plate, I think if the chief could run with that, that would be awesome. I know your plate's busy too, but his is overflowing right now.
And, we'll keep our eyes open.
Yeah.
Because it would be nice, because, I mean, you guys found the one grant for the, I mean, it's something that we had body cameras before the sheriff's did. That's unheard of.
But we have a motion on the floor. Do I have a second?
I will second that.
Would you give us a roll call?
Yep.
Was there any other discussion?
Okay. Jim?
No.
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes. I figured Mike would speak up.
I know. I promise. I just wanted to make sure he had an opportunity.
Now, Joan, just because it was ready, I mean, we have a resolution for that.
Oh, we do?
If you'd like, but it can always be tabled. I know you like to have this discussion first, but I just
thought. Do we have a cost?
No. Do we have a cost?
We do.
Yep, we have the supplemental appropriation too ready.
The cost is not to exceed $10,000.
For one camera?
The initial quote, I'm going to give it back to the chief. I apologize, chief. It's $9,672.36.
Steve, that's That's for the redaction software for the body cameras.
I'm sorry. Good. That's why I'm...
Okay. That's why you didn't know about it.
So do we have... We don't have...
We have not discussed... It's about $3,600 a year per camera. But we have not nailed down where... How to come up with the money. Yeah. We haven't had those.
Okay. Bring it back to us.
So that's a lot cheaper than $9,000 and something. So, yeah.
Yeah.
We've already dealt with that.
That's why I threw the ball back at you.
Yes. The supplemental is coming up.
Yeah. Thank you, Chief. Is there anything else for us?
Yes.
On this?
Not for the flock cameras, no. That was the presentation.
We're going to bring him up. We'll bring you back up in a few minutes.
Okay.
Thank you. Miss Patty
Spencer. I have a few things.
Chief.
Okay. Happy Thursday, everybody. I hope everybody's having a good one. We'll have a good one.
Let it warm
up. It's a good day.
A couple of things. On March 29th, which is next Friday, there's going to be a tour of the Police Training Academy on North Hague Avenue. It's limited to 20 people. I've got information if anybody would like to RSVP.
Again, when is that?
Next Friday.
Next Friday, the 29th, March 29th. Also, the city is conducting a homelessness survey, and I have information. From the Community Shelter Board, and I have information if anybody wants to take the survey. But they want to get a better understanding about housing and homelessness. Then we also have our REAP Center is also now a part of the Homeless Prevention Network. And if you know anyone that is on the brink of homelessness, I have information here on who to contact for them to contact. Also, the last thing I have is a Bike Plus open house. And this is from the city of Columbus. And it's a plan to create a safe, connected, and comfortable network for people to bike, scooter, skate, and roll in the city. I think we all roll in the city. I think they mean rollerblade. Through transportation improvements, like protected bike lanes, trails, crosswalks, they want to make it more convenient and enjoyable to get around the city of Columbus without a car. There's going to be public events taking place. The first one is next Tuesday, March 26th. And the one after that is Thursday, March 27th. And I have a link if you want to follow more of it. I think this has to do with like the bike connectability, because I know Southwestern Commission is working a bit with Grove City for the bike trails to connect, and then connect over into, just keep on going through the Scioto Parkway.
The Scioto Trail?
Yeah.
Yep. I know if I rode one of those scooters, I'd be rolling through the city. If I hit a crack or something.
Anyway, I'll leave these up here for you all. If anybody needs copies, I know Nicole will make copies, or you want to copy down the links.
Thank you so much. You always bring us valuable information.
I try.
We appreciate you.
I try.
All right. Moving back to Chief Smith, now that we're on to department head reports.
Gentlemen. Now, Steve. So have you all had the opportunity to look at the quote for the redaction? It's more of a plug-in, not external software, for the body cameras that I presented last meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that is what Steve was heading into. was a supplemental appropriation of ARP money to cover it for the 5 years, which is, or also the contract with WatchGuard for the body cameras, so they would match up. After 5 years, we would have to look at a new contract or renegotiate or... But the redaction software is required. If we have the cameras, we have to be able to give them out. We cannot use the excuse, we don't have the software, so we're not giving it to you. That only works until you get sued.
Understand. You want to read the resolution?
I have it, Chairman. It's resolution 2024-034. It's a resolution approving the use of ARPA funds to purchase body camera redaction software for the police department. It be resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves and authorizes the appropriation of ARPA funds not to exceed $10,000 specific to the purchase of body camera redaction software for Motorola for the Township Police Department. And attaches is the exhibit with the invoice.
So moved as the resolution is written, and I would ask if there's any discussion.
I do. I have some. I wanted to ask the chief a question.
Okay.
At the bottom of the quote, it says installation of the equipment is not included, so unless otherwise noted. Second page, last box. So is it in the quote?
Yeah, the installation is a software installation into the program itself, if that makes sense. So this is all inclusive.
Okay.
According to them. I saw that too. And I think it's just there as a disclaimer, but everything that we need for the redaction software is included in this.
And then when it came to the cameras, did we not have to have the IT Rev Group help out with the cameras?
We certainly, well.
At $675?
Yes, we did.
So does that need to be included?
I don't believe so, because it's going right into the software, the program we already have on the computer. So I don't believe there's any other things that they have to do.
So I want that.
I hope not. I hope there's no glitches. We don't always anticipate those, but.
Understood. I didn't think it was on purpose, but I just read that and it just clicked in my mind that I remember a conversation from a past meeting.
Yeah, and
so
I thought that too, and there shouldn't be with this one.
Okay.
Mr. Fleshman, do you have anything?
The price of this, is this a year? Is this we own it?
It's kind of like a software plug-in. We own it for 5 years. We could do it for a year. I just had them break it down for 5 years, the length of...
So after
we no longer have access to it after 5 years.
Yeah, but the cameras are obsolete after 5 years, so...
It's almost plug and play and pay, but at the end of 5 years, you end up with nothing.
Yeah, you're just paying for
service. Gotcha. So basically $843 a year for 5 years. Understood.
Any other questions?
Not, yes.
Hang on. We got a resolution on the
table.
On this?
Yeah,
question
to the board.
No. I thought you meant anything else.
No. Any questions to the board? I have the resolution. I'll ask for a second.
I'll second.
Lindsay, will you give us a roll call on that?
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, Chief.
Thank you, sir. At a conversation with Sergeant Pollock, we have been approved by the state of Ohio for the traffic grant again this year. It is about $21,000. They will pay for overtime for traffic enforcement. There are certain times, click it or ticket around the holidays, that kind of thing. I have the information here. We just need a resolution to accept it, which I talked to Steve and he said possibly that could be prepared for the next meeting. At that point, I have the booklet here. I will work with the fiscal department to administer the grant. Sergeant Pollock will provide the actual stat details.
Okay.
I don't mean to add something else to Robin's plate, but
That's what they're here for.
That's what they're here for. I mean, a grant helps a long way.
But I don't want to leave $21,000 on
the
table.
No. Can in your reports to us, mm-hmm. can you start letting us know how and the public know how the shifts are? You know, how the shifts are manned. I guess I should say.
Coverage?
Yeah, the coverage. How we are on coverage on this shift, how we're on the coverage on that shift.
Below 2, below 1?
Yeah, yeah. Just so we can have a feel of, they can know and we can know of how many people we have out there on the streets at any one given time. We just want to start getting more information out.
Okay. I don't know if I'd want to tell that to the bad guys, but...
Well, no.
We will.
Are you doing stats, Chief? Because it says stats. Are you done?
No, sir. I'm done. Those will be
okay.
For
I have a couple questions.
March.
So you and I had a meeting set up for Tuesday.
We did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did I? You said yeah. I sent you a text on Monday and said could you come over to the hall between 9:30 and 10:30?
Yes.
On Tuesday, you said yes, and then on Tuesday you said you were on your way.
Right, and I got tied up.
Okay, but I never heard from you.
Well, I called you and left you a message.
No, this was this Tuesday, just passed. I have it on my phone. We'll discuss that afterwards, but I'm going to go over what I wanted to talk to you about real quick, okay?
Sure.
MailChimp,
mm-hmm.
we're up and running.
Yeah, it went out last night.
Yeah,
everyone
I got it.
Okay.
Can you tell me about ones in the past? Because it seems like when you go in and look at it,
mm-hmm.
that we weren't like online with it. There was some downtime. Are you aware of that or not aware of it?
I'm not. I'll look into it. As okay. in they didn't go out or as in content?
It looked like for several months we never put anything out.
Okay.
Am I right about that or not, Lindsay? Did you
yeah.
not? Look at it too.
Yes,
I seen that also. Yeah, it looked
I'll
like,
it
was, looked like yeah. there was close to a year that there
yeah.
was none
really
none sent out. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I can't remember the last time I signed up. One of the first ones.
Did you get it yesterday? Because
I did get it yesterday.
So
yeah.
we're on now. You did what we asked you to do. So
yeah.
I am getting them
okay.
as of yesterday.
No, I'll check and get a kind of a history of it.
Then the
please
parking on 3C Highway with the truck.
Yes,
the board had decided. I'm thinking you were in agreement that we're going to get a little more aggressive with that. And
okay.
the reason being, when Todd went down there, he was 18 inches off the white line,
mm-hmm.
53-foot semi plus the tractor.
Right.
And that's a bus stop for children.
Right.
No cones out, 18 inches off, and you're going to be parked there for a significant amount of times. He should have at least had his flashers on. And maybe even some cones out when we're talking 18 inches
no,
off the road.
Is he making delivery, sir?
He is.
To
then,
the store.
Then he needs to go where the deliveries are made. Isn't that designed for the back?
Yes, and we talked about it at the last meeting that we were going to
mm-hmm.
start asking for
yeah.
tickets and to get this. We're tired of talking
sure. yeah.
about
I mean, we've,
it.
We've
so
talked to them about that
you've
many
never
times.
Been told about this, Byron, and that's, or at, Chief, and that's why I'm bringing it up.
Okay.
Tell your officers if they see it. Ticket it.
We don't have his schedule, do we? It varies.
It does.
Okay.
It does. I'm happy if you want me to, since I seem to be the one that lives in that area to let people know,
yeah.
as I've done in the past.
If you
I want the grocery store to stay in business. I want everybody to know that. I just want to make it safe for people to come out of my street.
So it would seem to me that, or behoove that the store owner can easily say, hey, if you're going to deliver, come to the back.
I don't know that there's...
They have closed... That used to be a dock, and they have closed it off and put up a fence, so they're really, truly... He has to do what Todd had him do. He has to back in to the and take up their entire parking lot in order to get his truck off the road.
Yeah. But when Todd went down there, we talked about it. There was not a lot of parking. There wasn't any cars there, or not a lot. So he had room to get into the middle, more to the middle of the lot, to where if you're coming off of Ransburg, you could see both directions.
Yeah, but we're saying if he's 18 inches off the white line.
Yeah, he's blocking the roadway.
That's
can't see around it to turn.
That's a hazard to turn out. There's a hazard to walking. Hazard for the buses. There's a lot of hazards there, and we've given them ample warnings. And I guess the only way to get his attention is to give him a ticket.
1907 Harrisburg Pike. You got back with me on a tent. Person living in a tent.
Yes.
Is that
legal?
Yes.
Yes and no.
Okay.
I say it that way because it would go to a zoning kind of thing. Is it sanitary to live in a tent beyond what you would consider camping? No, probably not.
Okay. Well, I had to get back to the resident, and so that was their question to me. And so I would say I'll let her know that we're going to turn it over to zoning and let them decide.
Yeah. And the health department would be involved in that. If the business did not give him permission to be there, then we could, with their authority, we could remove him from the property. But
I have two other things I'd like to speak to you in private about when it's over, but the last thing I speak to you in open meeting, can you give us an update on the new cars? I keep seeing them over there, and I'd like to know where we're at.
We are waiting for the equipment to come in from the manufacturers.
Okay.
Which they told us it could be up to 3 months.
Okay. And then we'll get together if you don't
care
after.
The great supply chain issues that we have, I deal with it on a daily basis.
Well, thank you.
Deputy Atkins, do you have anything for us today?
I know, I stopped in and talked to complain about Finland, the trash being hauled away. I talked to the district, the deputy superintendent about it, and their head of business also about it, so they're going to try to get that fixed. I was going to talk to the chief here afterwards on the complaints on Ray Avenue.
I was going to say, I heard you was out there, walked all through there, and we appreciate that.
Properties and LLCs, so I'm working with Department of Commerce, a couple other places to get that information, and also the Metro Parks, so anywhere that's on the trails, like Valley View, whatnot, we're going to try to get some of that cleaned up.
So what was the issue with, I missed it, Finland Avenue, what was that?
The trash being picked up.
The dumpsters, yeah.
In the evenings and early morning hours. So I did talk to the district about that.
Yeah, because, I mean, it doesn't make sense why they can't do it during regular business hours. I mean, it makes sense for a trash company because
they're in and out.
You're right.
Thank you, sir. We're going to get you on the schedule, so you'll follow the chief every meeting now. So, moving on, Chief Arnold.
Good afternoon. First item of business is the resolution to approve the hiring of Bryson Partner. He did come in so you guys can meet him.
Oh, that's who the gentleman is there.
So he has the mustache.
He looks like he looked. I was like, this has got to be a firefighter or a pipe guy.
So we decided not to swear him in until next week because his family's on vacation this
okay.
week.
Okay.
So. You guys asked to meet him, so
we're going to swear him in next Thursday.
Two Thursdays, unless you want to do it a special
meeting. We have a special meeting next Thursday. We'll be swearing Lindsay in, so we might as well do it next Thursday if you're okay.
He works that day, so.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So.
Any questions for
him? You guys have any? Anybody have any questions?
So what made you pick Franklin Township?
My dad's worked here for like almost 20 years, and I grew up in here and around the firehouse, so I've always wanted to work here.
No. It does seem to be a family type business. And for the public, your father is?
Jeremy Partlett.
Okay.
He takes after his mother.
Well, I want to say thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
We appreciate it.
The stash was rocking. That's a rocking stash. I like it. Do you smoke cigars too?
Not yet.
We're going to change that.
Remember, there's a reason that you use an SBC.
breathing device because you don't want to take the smoke in. Don't listen to this guy. You don't want to ruin your lungs.
We'll talk.
All right.
I'm a big cigar
SCBA.
Guy.
SCBA.
And you, yeah.
SCBA.
All right. I say let's move ahead. He looks like a good young man. Where'd you get your training?
Delaware Career Center. Oh. And then I went to paramedic school at Columbus State.
Did you? Okay. So this will be your first assignment, first house?
No.
First full-time job, yeah.
He's working a couple different places like most guys do.
Yeah. But this is your first full-time house that you'll be at.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well,
are you going to keep any of the other ones, you think?
For a little bit, just to have a little extra money. But
sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
You firefighters can do that. You know, you work 24 and you're off.
Yeah.
Well, you guys 48? Mm-hmm. Yeah, 48.
Mm-hmm. Put that money away and pay cash for your home.
Yeah.
Yeah, technically you could work one of those days and...
I know, yeah.
Still have a day off.
Yeah.
But yeah, listen...
Mr. Chairman, I think there's a resolution.
You got the resolution to read?
I do not have it.
Stephen's having it.
Excuse me, it's resolution 2024-035, resolution hiring Bryson.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We have a typo here. That's why I wanted to make sure. Partlow as a firefighter medic for the Franklin Township Fire Department. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves and endorses a recommendation of the Fire Chief to hire Bryson Partlow, effective March 25th, 2024, as a firefighter medic at the level of Firefighter 1, at an annual salary of $54,400.35 for Article 19 of the IAFF Local 1441 Collective Bargaining Agreement, contingent upon his successful completion of a pre-employment pension requirement.
Okay. I so moved as the resolution's written. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussions, I would ask for a second.
I will second.
Can I have a roll call, ma'am?
Yep. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Looking forward to Thursday.
Forward to Thursday. 10 a.m.
All right. Thank you.
10 a.m. Yeah. Yep. Perfect. My next thing is back, I believe, in September of last year. I put in for, with your permission, our annual grant with Marathon Oil.
Yep.
And they have come through with $6,000 for some thermal imagers for the guys in the back of the fire truck. They're just miniature personal ones. Awesome if you get stuck in a fire or if you can't find a victim in the old fashioned way. So, nice. Do I need a resolution for that?
I will prepare one.
And we can bring it next. I don't have the check yet, so.
Okay.
That's why, since we're going to meet on the 28th, if the trustees are good with this, I'll have a resolution for them.
I'll make a motion that we go forward. I mean, we can move forward with the resolution process.
Yeah, I think we did.
Okay.
Did I bring it up last Thursday?
Yeah, no, you brought up the
two meetings ago.
So yeah, let's.
Anyway, I actually have the award letter now. So
all we would need is a resolution accepting.
Yes, we can do that. Last thing, update on the grant writing service concerning the SAFER grant.
Mm-hmm.
I have some facts on the company and the gentleman who's writing it for us, but I just got his W-9, we still don't have a concrete quote, so I think we can table this unless you guys have questions.
Okay. None that we haven't already asked, I don't believe. Yeah. I mean, I don't have any. These gentlemen have any questions?
Wait a minute. Did he's asking for a resolution?
Okay. He just wants to table it. He's just getting back to us.
So, yes, since you're having the discussion with the trustees, which is good, yeah, we just need, as you said, the information to prepare the resolutions that I can present to the trustees, and we can go forward.
Yeah.
So unless you guys have questions, I have one last thing quickly. With your permission, I'd like to submit an application for a Shriners grant. We've been awarded some decent-sized grants from them in the past. We just found that it came available again. There's a local shrine right here in Grove City that we have a gentleman who's willing to back us or sponsor the grant request if we put one in. So we're thinking, depending on what his thoughts are, up to $50,000 worth of equipment.
I'll make a motion that we move forward with you pursuing the grant process.
Okay.
Any discussion on that, gentlemen?
I do not.
Hearing none, I would ask for a second.
I will second.
Roll call.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
That's all
well, I have something for you. I would like for you, as the chief does, prepare for us the first meeting of the month, a report of the runs that each station has taken.
Oh, for sure.
And EMS, and how many of those, do you get the breakdown of how many of those are in Columbus?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, if we could do that, we just, let's show how, and we know how busy you are.
Right.
Let's show everybody how busy you are.
Absolutely.
And same with the police department. That's why, one of the reasons why we did it with them is to show the citizens that are paying for the services,
absolutely,
how absolutely busy and overworked you are. So.
Absolutely. Just to highlight from this past week, we caught 3 juveniles setting fire to the Havenwood apartments.
Wow.
They're currently in jail awaiting their indictment on arson.
Good.
So you just happened to be going through and caught them, or someone called?
The neighbors, they were vandalizing the apartment. The neighbors called, the police showed, apprehended them, and they tried to set the apartment on fire in multiple places, but it didn't go because there was nothing in it.
Interesting.
What age range was these juveniles?
Just juveniles, yeah.
Well, they're out already.
What's that?
They're probably out already.
Not at the moment.
Good. Wow. This is a shocked face.
Before you go.
Yeah. Gentlemen, do you have...
I have nothing. Thank you, though.
You just reminded me of something. You were standing there, and I want to let the trustees know. Eric Schmidt is extending his light duty leave.
Andrew, yes.
Andrew Schmidt, his
Eric
light
Pierce
duty.
Is out off BWC.
So Andrew Schmidt is extending his light duty,
yes,
6 more weeks. So it'll be through
May 1st. Per that excuse. No, he was supposed to get that to me today.
He'll get it updated. I'm not concerned. I mean, the intent of the physician was to let us know that he's going to be...
Yes. Still unable to...
Yes, yes. But we'll get the updated that specifically says...
Yep.
But it's May 1?
Yes.
Okay.
But he is back working light duty.
He's the one working light duty.
Okay.
Todd,
I just want to make sure the trustees were aware of that.
Okay.
That we extended his
I like
light
that.
Duty.
He's been extremely valuable. Now he's working on the Shriner. He's the one that found the Shriner grant and... made contact to get the Shriner to sponsor it. So
good for him.
He's doing good work for
okay.
him.
Gotta love him.
Yeah.
Shows that light duty is necessary when we have it, because good things can come from it.
It's better than sitting on the couch.
Okay. For him, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he'd be sitting without a job. So.
All right, Mr. Stevens. Hmm? You are now in the hot seat.
Yeah. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
I only got a couple things on the agenda for today. First thing that I've got is, sounds like today's grant day.
I love it.
Yeah.
All the grants we can find.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a grant that is offered to each department of the township every year through OTARMA, the MORE grant.
Mm-hmm.
I've applied for it, I think, for the last 6 years and have been approved and received funds for it. With the road department and with each department, it can be used for like PPE stuff, safety things, so on and so forth. And I just need to ask the board, since you guys have asked us now for grants, to bring it to your attention first and get your blessing to move forward. I just need a motion to go ahead and move forward with the MORE grant. I've already spoke with Mr. Mazur about it. It's a $1,000 grant. And what we would be using it for would be for road safety signs, rolled up road safety signs and collapsible mounts to go into the utility truck. We're getting the utility truck pretty much set up now. It's getting there.
I would make that motion for you to apply for the grant and move forward with it. I'd ask for, is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, I would ask for a second.
I will second.
Ms. Lindsay, will you give us a roll call on this?
Yep. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Just not to interrupt you, but I'm going to. If you haven't noticed, you know, and I'm going to applaud Mr. Mazur here. There's been a shift in the last couple of years. We've really focused. The amount of work that Mr. Mazur's done on grants alone is amazing, but he's also, not only that, he's talked to the department heads that he talks to. Every department head here knows that, and they'll testify to this, he's always saying, look for grants, look for grants, look for grants. And, you know, I think he's truly the driving force right now on a day-to-day basis behind these gentlemen reaching out and looking for every possible grant they can find. And it only helps the township. It betters us in the future.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
That is equated to probably over $15 million in grants that we've had.
That I'm aware of, yeah. And
so $15 million that we did not have to ask for, monies that come in from the public, even during COVID. Chief, you've got, what, four cars?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and you've gotten the backhoe and different things. So every department has benefited. Life packs. What's some other stuff that you got from grants? You got the life pack, radios. Yeah. So that's things that are above and beyond your allowance.
This just struck me because all three department heads today have talked. He made the statement, this must be grant day. And it's encouraging because it's money that we don't have it budgeted, but it's helping and it's producing for the township. And that's going to be one of the driving forces to take us to the next level as a township, to make us, bring us into the 21st century.
So, and that's what grants are for.
Yeah, that's what grants are for. This man's a driving force behind it, and I applaud him. Go ahead, Mr. Stevens.
He's an essential part of everything that we do. Absolutely.
Every day.
Well, you guys want something.
Well, since you're on that topic, the last thing that I have is every year when the police department does their drug take back day, we try to incorporate a tire drive on that day. I've been working with the County Board of Health. They want to partner up with us and do a couple different tire drives throughout the year. Unfortunately, they won't be able to partner up with us on April 27th, which is the next drug take-back day. I think last time we ended up with 100 and some tires, which I'd rather they drop them off here than us pick them up in the alleys where we're getting them. I just know this past week, I think we collected almost 48 tires out of the alleys, so I'd just as soon have them bring them here and drop them off. But I'd just like to ask the board if we can go ahead and incorporate that along with drug take back day, and if so, if it's approved, then we'll have Nicole get it on all of our social media.
I'll make a motion that we do the tire take back day the same day as the drug drop off day.
What day is that, Jim?
April 27th.
Yeah.
And I would ask if there's any discussion.
On Saturday.
Yeah. I'd ask if there's any discussion on that. Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
Jim? Roll call. Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
All right. Mr. Stevens, do you have anything else for us?
No, sir, I do not.
I have something to ask you. As I've asked, as Chief Smith's been doing, and now Chief Arnold, could you please bring stats the first meeting of every month?
Sure.
Of a report, basically, of how many, you know, how much pipe you put, you know, storm drains you put in the ground, how many houses you've had to, lawn season's right around the corner, you're going to be getting House Bill 50 houses all over the place again, how many alleys, things like that. What has your department done, say, the month of March? And there again, show the people where, we know you're working hard, every one of us up here know you're working hard, and your guys are working hard, but It's time to give back and show everybody.
I'll come up with some way to get stats put together. Absolutely.
Okay.
Loads of brush, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Cool.
I hadn't. These gentlemen are surprised by this because I hadn't talked to them about it, but I think they're okay with it because, you know, it's only showing off how good our departments are. Mm-hmm. Every one of our departments is outstanding.
I appreciate that.
We have hiccups. Yeah, everybody has hiccups. We have growing pains. Everybody has growing pains. So it's life. But yeah. Thank you. You gentlemen have anything for him?
I have nothing. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lindsay.
Yes, well, we already dealt with the supplemental appropriation number 3. That was
okay.
For the
so you only have software. Bills and payroll for us.
That's all I got.
Awesome. I love
it. So, motion to approve payroll reports as written, presented on March 21st, 2024. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board makes a motion to approve payroll for the period beginning February 25th, 2024 through March 9th, 2024. And paid on March 15th, 2024, in the amount of $182,180.53.
So moved. On the motion, I'd ask for a discussion. Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second.
Okay. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Okay. And then the other one is motion to approve accounts payable, presented on March 21st, 2024. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board makes a motion to approve accounts payable from March 7th, 2024 through March 21st, 2024 in the amount of $227,891.11 from check number 70061 to 70167 and electronic vouchers 424-2024 through 5-20-2024.
I'll make the motion to pay the bills and payables, and I would ask if there's any discussion.
Just a quick one.
Yes.
I was just curious, is there any other vendors that we need to set up by electronic voucher? Because it seems to cut your work down more, or?
We can, and as I've gotten some notifications from companies who've just let me know that they've switched over to those and offered it, we have set up some things like that.
Okay. Just as a cost savings and our time as well as
you don't have to worry about mailing checks.
Right.
Yep.
Yes.
So with that being said, sir, I second the motion.
All right. I already asked for discussion. Roll call, please.
Yep. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Lindsay,
Thank you.
I have a supplemental.
We already did
Yeah, we did it though.
Did the supplemental?
Which one is that?
For the
number 3?
For the cameras?
Software?
Yeah.
Very good.
Right? Didn't we already discuss that?
No.
With the police?
We discussed it, but we did not take any action on that.
No, we did not.
Right. That's why I forgot to give it to Lindsay, and it's in my pile here, but I'll be more than happy to take care of it. This is resolution number 2024-036. And it's a resolution to provide supplemental appropriations number 3 for the period commencing January 1, 2024 and ending December 31st, 2024. Whereas it is necessary to provide for the current expenses and other expenditures of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, during the year ending December 31st, 2024, and whereas the annual appropriations resolution 2023-270 for the period from January 1, 2024 through December 31, 2024 needs amended. So the sums presented on the attached Exhibit A hereto attached B and the same are hereby set aside and appropriated for several purposes for which expenditures will be made for and during the year ending December 31st, 2024. So, gentlemen, what we have here is an appropriation in regards to the redaction software.
Yes.
We're appropriating ARPA funds of $10,000 in case, so when the trustees do approve the resolution.
The line item's there.
Yeah, the line item's there.
Yes, the funds are
there. I think we do the software today?
Well, we would need to pass this first to set that. And
that's
then once
right.
this is set up and you're satisfied
you're
with it, then we would.
And then I'll have the resolution if you would like, either the 28th or April 4th.
It's up to you, whatever is easiest for you, because I know you've got a lot on your plate right now.
We can have it prepared for the 28th.
Okay.
Is that good for you, Mr.?
Yeah, that should be fine.
Okay.
Roll call.
All right. Good.
Wait a second.
Oh, yeah. Second? Sorry.
Any discussion? I'll second that.
Jim?
Woo.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
I'm keeping it all together.
Thank you. Another one of them days of meeting after meeting after meeting. It's anything else for us? Mr. Mazur, you have the floor, sir.
Oh, I apologize ahead of time. Some of these resolutions deal with...
That's why we were buttering you up.
I'm going to get the easy one out of the way first.
All right.
We need the Franklin County Engineering. They're going to start on the roundabout project at Brown Road at Hopkins. And they would just like to let us know that project's going to begin soon and if we're in support of the project. So I'm getting the easy one out of the way.
You got a resolution on it?
Or no, I just need a motion.
I'll make a motion that move forward on that, that we support it.
Okay.
They're putting roundabouts everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. I
know. Even when you get off freeway exit ramps now, I'm like, how do I operate this one? Actually,
Roberts Road, man.
That's a diamond.
270. I
get dizzy.
So, sir, is there any discussion?
Is there any discussion on this? Thank you. Thank you, Vice Chair. No discussion. Would I have a second?
I will second.
All right.
Jim?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes. That's the easy one.
Yes.
Looks like a few other easy ones.
The next resolution I have is 2024-028. And it's obligations approved by the township administrator for the period of March 6, 2024 through March 19, 2024. Whereas the Board of Trustees in Resolution 2021-130 authorized the Township Administrator to approve or incur obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the Township in accordance with Section 507.11 of the Ohio Revised Code. Again, the period is March 6, 2024 through March 19, 2024. In the amount of $52,681.86.
Go ahead, John.
Question on that. So that total, do you find that the 10,000 ceiling limit on that is sufficient for what we do?
Oh.
I do.
Okay.
I think it gives us good checks and balances. And I think it helps the department heads too with their...
No, you got to go down.
Only question I have is on our agenda
here.
It says it's 2028.
Yeah,
that's why I looked at that twice. So
it just was misprint.
Okay, it was misprint on our agenda.
Yeah,
that's
the actual resolution is correct.
Okay,
28. So, Mr. Chairman, if there's no further question, I'd ask the chair that we.
I would move on the resolution as written, and there's no other discussion.
I would second that.
Thank you.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes. Thank you, Mike.
Sorry.
I'm still getting used to it. And
I'm surprised I'm there. So.
Go ahead, Mr. Mazur.
Resolution 2024-029, approving 80 hours of injury leave for Officer Troy Hale. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, the Board approves 80 hours of injury leave for employee Troy Hale for the period of March 10, 2024 through March 23, 2024, per Article 24 of the Employees' Collective Bargaining Agreement.
Okay, I like this. I see that the paperwork that we normally ask you, if it's in, we've got a copy of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would move on the resolution to pay him. Any discussions?
Yes. Is there any update as far as you can share with the board as far as expectations?
We are hoping the middle of April.
And then I'm trying to remember the word. All statutory requirements have been met, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes. That's what I'm sitting, I was shocked that I'm sitting here looking at them and.
Yeah, I know.
I know, I get what you're doing, yep. Is there a?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I just received updated Medco 14 that he's looking, I can't remember exactly, either April 15th or April 18th is his return date.
Okay, that'd be great.
Is that full return?
I don't know, I do not know.
Light duty, okay.
It's just, on the form, it just says return to duty.
I really like this light duty thing, get them back as soon as possible.
It's nice, I think they like to come back and they can be productive.
Yeah, I mean, there's always something they can do, and every department has something someone can do, so. Hearing that discussion, I'll ask for a second.
I will second.
Okay, Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes. Thank you. Go right ahead.
All right. The next resolution I have is 2024-030. It's rescinding all prior COVID-19 policy resolutions from 2020 to present. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves to rescind all COVID-19 policy resolutions from years 2020 to present. Employees are referenced to the collective bargaining agreement and or the employee handbook for guidance. Gentlemen, there must be 6, 7, 8 various policies. And being that the CDC and the Franklin County Board of Health has basically said the epidemic is over, I think we can rescind all these policies.
So moved as the resolution is written to rescind all those policies. Any discussion? Hearing none, I would ask for a second.
I will second.
Okay, Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Go ahead, Mr. Mazur.
The next resolution is Resolution 2024-032. It's a resolution approving the application for grants from the Congressional Direct Spending Appropriations. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves and authorizes the application for grant funding from the Direct Congressional Spending Appropriations Act for the construction of a boulevard on the Weston Mall property extending from West Broad Street to Georgesville Road. And this is the one that pertains to Sherrod Brown's office. We are working in conjunction with Cornell Roberts, who used to be the Franklin County engineer. Mm-hmm. He now works for an engineering firm called Manick & Smith here in town. And we are also working in conjunction with the owners of the property, Larry Rubin. Mm-hmm. This is a grant that we can get with the assistance of Sherrod Brown, we have our fingers crossed, that will start the construction of a boulevard through Weston Mall. It actually will start from the east side of Bob Evans, which is close to the intersection of Philippi and Georgesville, mm-hmm. and will cut through the mall at roughly a 45 degree angle and connect at Georgesville Road. And I think that intersection is Shoppers Lane.
Yeah.
But this is the first application that will go. I'm just waiting on some letters of support from some local organizations. And we will have that application off Friday. Everything goes well this Friday, the application should be submitted.
So moved as the resolution is written. I believe it's a it's critical that we do what we can for them. So, any discussions?
Yes, sir.
If I may.
So, what kind of cost figure is this grant? Would you recommend?
In fact, I just had a lengthy teleconference with all the parties involved yesterday afternoon. They are looking, the safe spot is $1 million. Everybody was in agreement that maybe we should push the issue a little bit and ask for $5 million. I'm leaving that up to the the experts.
Okay.
They do this all the time. So we'll see what happens.
The biggest question, how much is this costing the taxpayers of Franklin Township?
I'm so glad you raised that question. Absolutely nothing. If we receive the grant, any consulting fees, engineering fees, any fees whatsoever are absorbed in the grant. There's no out-of-pocket expense to the taxpayers. Thank you for asking
me that. Thanks for pointing that out. Steve and I talked privately on this. He reached out to each of us, and thanks for getting that because I forgot to point that out to the taxpayers.
So one of the benefits as being a trustee for 11 years, I'm very pleased to be able to do that and serve in that role. From where we were when I started and what I've grown and learned and to where we are now, to be able to have a administrator, we said it in the beginning, as many people here, his job will bring in more than what he makes. And we already know $15 million that he's brought in. And then by being able to bring in this that cost the township nothing to add that boulevard, it just continues to grow. So, and then these are things that we couldn't afford to do. It's like going on vacation and you can't afford anything else, but yet they give it to you. So that is great.
Yeah, instead of maintaining, we can move forward.
Absolutely.
So it's a good time. Mr. Mazur, anything else for us? That's right. Thank you.
No other questions?
No other questions. Hearing none, I would ask for a second.
I will second that.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
I'm just helping. Almost there, sir.
The next resolution I have is 2024-033. It's a resolution approving the application for grants from the State of Ohio One-Time Community Investment Fund. Being resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves and authorizes the application for grant funding from the State of Ohio One-Time Community Investment Fund for the construction of a boulevard on the West Lamal property extending from West Broad Street to Georgesville Road. And I have attached a synopsis of what this funding entails. This is actually through the State of Ohio. The governor initially set aside about $700 million for projects within the state. This particular funding entails $350 million of the $700 million. And it's exactly that. It's a one-time opportunity for a community to get a hold of some funding for a special project, I should say. And again, this is about $1 million that you can apply for. And as well, I'm waiting on getting some letters of support to attach with the grant application. But as I said, this will help with the, if we do get the funding, this will help with the construction through Westland Mall.
So one of the things, sir, if I may.
Yep.
I would like to commend our road department, our police department, and our fire department. You heard the name Cornell Robinson, which was our engineer. By having good working relations with all departments and what we've done, I know Jim's probably worked with him a lot with because they're coming to roads and stuff of that nature. The trustees have worked well. We've attended his meetings. It was a great honor that he immediately thought of us for the one grant for the boulevard, and that he's worked diligently on this on behalf of Franklin Township. So I commend them, and I appreciate everybody because we're all spokes in a wheel. People are people, and if he found it difficult to work with us over the years, I don't think he would bend over backwards to get us $1 million grant.
Or $5 million.
Or $5 million.
And there will be one more coming through, I believe one more coming through Congressman Kerry's office. Yeah. That may be a week or two down the road. I'm just waiting to hear when that's ready to go.
So let it be known that today, March 21st, is grant day?
It's grant day.
It's grant day.
And I should say, if this project comes to fruition, if it pans out, it will fall under the control of our
yep.
super road department.
Our super duper road department.
Your one's on now.
And you know, this is grant day. I mean, all joking aside, there is there is a massive amount of grants out there right now. Mr. Mazur and myself are working on several together. I don't want to talk about them because I don't want to jinx them. trying to find out information on them and all that, but it is his hard work. It really, truly is. He's here every day grinding away, and so.
Yeah, you all do. You want something?
So, Mr. Chairman, that's all I had.
I would make a motion to accept that resolution as written. Is there any more discussion? No. Hearing none, seeing none, I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Okay, Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Sir?
Yep.
Okay, the next one I have is Resolution 2024-031. It's approving 528 hours of injury leave for firefighter Eric Pierce. It is resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves 528 hours, 22 days, remember, 24 mm-hmm. on, 24 sure. off, right, sure. of injury leave for employee Eric Pierce for the period of 1/20/24 through 3/23/2024 per Article 34 of the Employees' Collective Bargaining Agreement.
And Chief, if I may, he's the gentleman, is he the one who jumped out the window of the fire? And etc. So, okay.
He goes to the doctor tomorrow, so we hope to have him back.
Any other discussion on this? Hearing none, I would say that we would move with the resolution to accept it if all necessary
yes, sir.
Paperwork has been brought in.
And what I will do, much like Troy Hale, I just got, even after this we're all prepared, I just got some updated medical that I'll attach to Hale's and Pierce's resolution.
I'd accept it as that, and I'd ask for a second.
No discussion?
We have to, I asked for a discussion okay. first. Yep.
Okay. I'll second.
Okay.
Jim?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, you wanted to ask the chief, so I went ahead and went
first. Okay, no worries.
Yep.
I didn't know if Mr. Blevins had anything.
I don't. I'll speak up.
I think Mr. Blevins would speak up, and if I didn't hear him, he's on my bad side.
The next resolutions, I apologize ahead of time. These are nuisance properties.
Oh, here we go.
I'm
glad to see these.
I do. I am too.
It's progress. So I'm glad to see these. Nicole, we haven't had these in a couple meetings.
Nicole's out there working. She's out there. I have to read the first one.
And then the whole
resolution, and the next two I will condense down. So again, I apologize. The first one is 2024-037, a resolution setting hearing and providing notice concerning an unsafe building located at 3688 Plainview Drive, parcel number 140-002-018-00. Whereas the Franklin Township Building Department and Fire Department has found that certain building located at 3688 Plainview Drive, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, to be structurally defective and unsafe. And whereas pursuant to the Ohio Revised Code Section 505.86, the Board of Trustees is authorized to remove, repair, or secure structurally defective and unsafe buildings if corrective measures are not taken within 30 days after notice to the property owners and lien holders of record. And whereas in connection with proceedings pursuant to 505.86 of the Ohio Revised Code, the board must also hold a due process hearing so that the property owners and lien holders may be heard. And whereas it is in the best interest of the township and its residents to proceed under Ohio Revised Code Section 505.86, in order to correct the structurally defective and unsafe condition of the property. The resolution, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the following resolution be and is hereby adopted. Be it resolved that the board hereby orders the following action in connection with certain buildings located at 3688 Plainview Drive, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, parcel number 14002018-00. Section 1 is provided in the Ohio Revised Code 505.86. The board directs the township administrator to obtain a title search of the property and to notify the record owner and all lien holders of the property that the building thereon has been found to be structurally defective and unsafe by the Franklin Township Fire Department, and that the building must be removed or repaired or secured to the satisfaction of the board, or arrangements that made to remove, repair, or secure the building within 30 days from receipt of the notice. Section 2, the board shall hold a hearing on April 18th, 2023 at the Franklin Township Hall located at 2193 Frank Road, Columbus, Ohio, to allow the owners and the lien holders to be heard and to determine whether or not the board shall remove, repair, or secure the building. If the building is not removed, repaired, or secured, arrangements made for such work before the time for the hearing. The administrator is authorized and directed to notify the owners and all lien holders of the date, time, place, and purpose of this hearing. If after the hearing the board determines it shall remove, repair, or secure the building, all expenses incurred in such work shall be paid out of the unappropriated monies in the township's general fund, and all such costs and expenses shall be reported to the Franklin County Auditor for entry upon the tax duplicate as a lien upon the property and for collection and reimbursement to the township's general fund as provided in it's provided in the Ohio Revised Code, Section 505.86.
So moved on the resolution. Is there any discussion?
Sir,
yes. If I may.
Chief, is this the one that is, I know Plainview goes down, but
it's this one.
Is that the one that's in the concrete alley?
No.
Okay, because I mean, I saw the picture of it, because that concrete alley, if you could take a look at some of those as you turn in off the Brookside, I don't know how people are even living there or what's going on there.
I think those are
No, that's us.
Is it?
Yep, that whole concrete alley is us. It goes right along Wilson Road. So, sir, that's all I have.
Okay, I'll ask for a second.
I'll second.
Okay, Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Look at
this.
Okay. Yeah, that's not the same one.
No.
That's Little.
That's that one.
Yeah.
And then we're moving on to Little.
You ready for that one?
Yeah.
All right. Resolution 2024-038, a resolution setting hearing and providing notice concerning an unsafe building at 1846 Little Avenue, parcel number 14003234-00. Be it resolved that the board hereby orders the following action in connection with the certain buildings located at 1846 Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, parcel number 14003234-00, as provided in the Ohio Revised Code, Section 505.86, the board directs the township administrator to obtain a title search of the property and notify the record owners and all lien holders of the property that the building thereon has been found to be structurally defective and unsafe by the Franklin Township Fire Department, and that the building must be removed, repaired, secured to the satisfaction of the board, and arrangements made to remove, repair, secure the building within 30 days from the receipt of notice. And the board shall hold a hearing on April 18, 2023 at the Franklin Township Hall located at 2193 Frank Road, Columbus, Ohio, to allow the owners and lien holders to be heard and determine whether or not the board shall remove, repair, or secure the building. If the building is not removed, repaired, or secured, or arrangements made for such work, before the time of the hearing, the administrator is authorized and directed to notify the owners and lien holders of the date, time, and place, and purpose of this hearing.
So So moved as the resolution's written. I would ask if there's any discussion. Hearing no discussion, I would ask for a second.
I'll second, sir.
Okay, Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes. Thank you.
Last one.
Two pages.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Go ahead with the next one.
Resolution 2024-039. It's a resolution setting hearing and providing notice concerning an unsafe building at 776 Little Avenue, parcel 140-002326-00. Be it resolved that the board hereby orders the following action in connection with certain buildings located at 1776 Little Avenue, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, parcel number 140-002326-00. As provided in the Ohio Revised Code, section 505.86, the board directs the township administrator to obtain a title search of the property and to notify the records owner and all lien holders of the property that the building thereon has been found to be structurally defective and unsafe by the Franklin Township Fire Department, and that the building must be removed, repaired, or secured to the satisfaction of the board, or arrangements made to remove, repair, or secure the building within 30 days from the receipt of the notice. The board shall hold a hearing on April 18th. There's typos on those. It should be April 18th, 2024.
Yeah, this says 23 too.
At the Franklin Township Hall, located at 2193 Frank Road, Columbus, Ohio, to allow the owners and lien holders to be heard and to determine whether or not the board shall remove, repair, or secure the buildings. If the building is not removed, repaired, or secured, or arrangements made for such work before the time set for the hearing, the administrator is authorized and directed to notify the owners and lien holders of the date, time, place, and purpose of this hearing.
So moved as the resolution is written with the date changes.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Discussion. Hearing no discussion, I would ask for a second.
Sir, before I second the back portion, I don't know if we're allowed to just mark out Mr. Horn's name, but just for the record that it has Mr. Horn instead of Mr. Blevins.
Yes. That's something that needs to be.
Gentlemen, why don't we do this? Since we're going to meet on the 28th, I will clean all these resolutions up and I'll present them to you on the 28th.
It's up to you, sir.
I would rather have clean documents.
I would too. So.
Thank you.
That means we have to listen to it again.
No. It's on record. You're good.
Okay.
Wait, you're good.
You just still have to vote.
Any other further discussion?
Any other discussion? Hearing none. Second?
I'll second.
Okay. Jen?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Okay.
Anything else for us?
No, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Fleshman, do you have anything for us?
I do not at this time.
I do not at this time.
I do want to say one thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chief, when I go through my paperwork and I get things after each meeting, I put them in my binder. I sit down on Sunday before this following to past Sunday when I was going through everything. I found those pictures that you shared with us mm-hmm. from the drug bust. Mm-hmm. The meeting sort of, the last meeting two weeks ago sort of got out of sorts. And so I just wanted to let you know that I thought that was a great job for your department. And I really appreciate it. And we even had an opportunity to discuss it with your men because we were in a meeting with them a little earlier, but it had to end abruptly also. So would you please thank you, and would you pass that on to your men?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I just wanted you to know.
And the Sheriff's Department.
They were a big, great job, everybody all the way around. And I really do appreciate it. And I was able to give it more attention, you know, in my own home and take time. So I just wanted you to know that, okay?
Thank you, Mike. Quite a bit of narcotics off the street in those two busts. 6 months. Anything else, anybody? All right. Hearing nothing. Meeting adjourned.